This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has struck back at Iran, according to three Reuters sources. Iranian state media reported early on Friday its forces had destroyed drones days after Iran fired hundreds of drones into Israel in retaliation for the attack on the Iranian embassy in Damascus in Syria. Reuters correspondent Lila Davies reports.
Iran's Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian on Thursday had told the United Nations Security Council that Israel should refrain from any action.
The Islamic Republic of Iran will not hesitate a bit to assert its inherent right to give a decisive and proper response to it to make the regime regret its actions.
Israel had warned it was going to retaliate against Iran's April 13th missile and drone attack. Numerous countries had earned restraint, concerned that any retaliation could spark a broader conflict in the region. Iran's president has said the country would deliver a severe response to any attack on its territory.
Reuters correspondent Lila Davies. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday said the U.S. was committed to Israel's security, adding, when asked about Israel's strikes on Iran, the U.S. has not been involved in any offensive operation.
Our focus has been on, of course, making sure that Israel can effectively defend itself, but also de-escalating tensions, avoiding conflict, and that remains our focus.
NATO allies on Friday agreed to provide Kyiv with additional air defense systems, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said after a special meeting of allied defense ministers with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who had asked for the meeting as his country is facing a shortage of ammunition. This is VOA News. Ukraine said it shot down a Russian strategic bomber on Friday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
At least eight people, including two children, were killed early on Friday when missiles rained down over the eastern city and the surrounding central Dnipropetrovsk region. In retaliation, Kyiv says it shot down a Russian strategic bomber it says took part in the long-range strike. This is the first time during the two-year-long war that Ukraine has downed a bomber within Russia's borders. While the Russian Defense Ministry confirmed the crash, it said it was due to a technical malfunction.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Lawyers in Donald Trump's criminal trial are expected on Friday to wrap up the process of selecting a jury that will, for the first time in U.S. history, determine whether a former president is guilty of breaking the law. With the 12-member jury already chosen, prosecutors and defense lawyers need six alternates for the trial, which is expected to run through May. Opening statements could start on Monday. Two jurors have already been removed from the case. Justice Juan Merchan dismissed one juror on Thursday who said she felt intimidated after friends and relatives figured out she had been chosen for the trial. Kenya's military chief, General Francis Ogala, died in a helicopter crash on Thursday along with nine others. Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram reports.
They were on a helicopter which President William Ruto said crashed right after takeoff after visiting troops fighting cattle rustling. Two soldiers survived the crash and were in hospital, according to Ruto.
Our motherland has lost one of her most valiant generals. We have also lost gallant officers.
Ogola was appointed by Ruto last year to lead the military. At the time, the president accused him of involvement in a plot to overturn the 2022 presidential election results. But he said Ogola was still the most qualified person for the job.
Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram. Five Japanese auto workers on Friday narrowly escaped an attack by a suicide bomber who detonated his explosive-laden vest near their vehicle in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi. The local police chief said the van carrying the Japanese nationals was heading to an industrial area where they worked at Pakistan Suzuki Motors, where it was targeted. He said guards escorting the Japanese workers returned fire after coming attack, and all the Japanese who were the target of the attack were safe. I'm Joe Ramsey.